Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis and it is really good to be back. Angie and I took last week off and it was just the two of us and we went to Utah and we hiked and we enjoyed each other and we relaxed a little bit and I feel like it was something that we needed and now I'm back and I'm excited to be back and I am so grateful for Kira. She preached last week, the wilderness of waiting. She did a phenomenal job and then she walked us through the daily podcast this last week as we developed the idea of the wilderness of waiting, and I am so grateful for her and her heart and her gifting, and I'm so grateful for the team that God has pulled together at the Inland Vineyard to love and to serve this community and the cities that we get to love and to serve. So anyway, I could go on and on about Kira, about our team, but let's grab our Bible and a journal. I've got a cup of coffee. You might enjoy tea. I don't, but you might. And so find that spot, that place, and let's begin a conversation with Jesus. Because the purpose of this podcast is that we would be launched into a conversation with Jesus that would then last throughout the day. Because that's the essence of the gospel. That's the simplicity of the gospel. And so this last Sunday, we continued our series, Wilderness. And I talked about the wilderness of worry. Because one of the things we can count on, and actually there's a lot of things we can count on, but one of the things we can count on for sure is that in the wilderness, we are going to be faced with worry and stress and anxiety and fear, and maybe in a particular wilderness, being faced with our greatest fear. And so what we do Monday through Friday is we develop whatever we talked about on Sunday. We take it wide, we take it deep, and we together begin a conversation with Jesus. A talk with Jesus that will then last throughout the day. So the title of the podcast this morning is Abba, which is Aramaic for daddy, which I'll get to in just a minute. But the title of the podcast is Abba. And the question, I like to start out with a question just to get us into the space that I think the passage wants to bring us into. The question is this: do you feel safe? Do you really feel safe in this world? And sometimes our feelings lead us astray, so maybe we could ask the question this way: do you know that you are safe? Do you know that you are okay? And although we would like to say a resounding yes to that, we see symptoms in our life like worry, like spinning and toiling, like control, like anger, manipulation, overpowering, you know, running away. And, you know, those are a few of mine. You could throw in a few of yours, and I could throw in a few more of mine. You know, our life does not lack symptoms as a result of not actually feeling or knowing that we're safe or okay. So let that question press for just a minute, because this passage wants to speak right into that place in our lives in the midst of the wilderness. Do you know you're safe? Do you know that you are okay? Because that is what Jesus in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25, and on Monday, we usually look at the same passage that we talked about on Sunday and pick out a specific part. And this morning, I want to pick out the part about Jesus's Abba experience. And so take a look at Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look at two verses. And the first one is verse 26. Jesus says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" And a little bit later in the passage, in verse 30, Jesus says, "If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith. Now, if we went back into the Sermon on the Mount just a little bit further, in verse 9, we're going to find Jesus, when he's teaching his disciples how to pray, he says, this is how you should pray. This is verse 9 of chapter 6. He says, begin this way, our Father in heaven. And so we see this theme emerge in this passage from, you know, the verse 9 all the way through to verse 34, this theme of Father, this theme of Abba. And a great Catholic theologian that has now gone on to be with the Lord, Brendan Manning, he talked about this as Jesus's Abba experience. That's such a great phrase. Jesus's Abba experience that Jesus is inviting his disciples into, because we tend to think that worry and fear is the result of something out there. Oh my gosh, look what's out there. So we tend to think that worry and anxiety and fear is the result of something out there. But what Jesus is saying is no, worry is the result of missing someone that is right here. And Jesus defines that someone as Father, as in Greek, Pater, in Aramaic, Abba. And that is the word for dad or even daddy. This is the word that a little Aramaic boy or a little Aramaic girl in the first century in Jesus' culture would have affectionately called their father, that they trusted. And in that Abba, in that Pater, in that calling dad or daddy, there's a I am safe. I am okay. I may not always feel it, but I know it. Later on, in the Gospel of John, Jesus will say, you are in my hands. No one can snatch you out of my hands. And my Father, who is greater than all, no one can snatch you out of my Father's hands. There's this picture of, because of the presence of the Abba, because of Jesus's Abba experience, he did not have to give in to worry, because there was this, oh, my world is safe because, not that there's not stuff out there that is producing worry, but because I know the one that is right here. My Pater, my Abba. And so part of what Jesus is saying in this teaching is that Christianity, even though it's not called Christianity yet, Christianity is relational to the core. It is not a religion, it is a relationship, because its genesis is in the person of the Father and the Son by the power of the Spirit. And so this is an invitation, not so much out of worry and anxiety. This is an invitation to be with that Father, that Pater, that one that has us in his hands. And then the result of that is that we will find that worry does not have, fear does not have near as much of a grip, a foothold, a chokehold in our lives, because we are focusing in not on what is out there, but the someone that is right here. And so I just want to say this, and I'm excited to say this. I feel like this passage on this Monday morning, the beginning of this week, is an invitation. It's a summons. Read the whole thing. Meditate on it. Maybe read it a few times and focus in on when Jesus says Father or God. This is an invitation and a summons to do this, to restart today. I feel like today is a fresh start. A new start. I feel like we're called to clear away all of the clutter and re-see God and re-see the journey of Christianity and re-see how we are safe, how we are okay, how we are in the hands of our Abba. So let's take a few minutes and reflect on the Abba experience. And then let's take the day and enjoy the Abba experience, knowing that the fundamental invitation and summons of Christianity is to walk and be with that Abba. You are safe. You are okay. because your heavenly Father has you in his hand. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.